Believers in Indonesia grow concerned as Sharia law surfaces again. Flood victims in India get to see God's love in action. And what's the connection between 7,000 gumballs and Bible translation? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lawmakers in Banda Aceh, Indonesia voted unanimously that adulterers can be sentenced to death by stoning. This comes just months after voters overwhelmingly threw conservative Islamic parties out of power. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says it appears to be a last-ditch effort to get Sharia law into the region. Esterbrook says he's concerned, especially for Muslims who give their hearts to Christ.
When people leave Islam, they become those worthy of death, and Sharia actually prescribes death for them. If you accept one area of Sharia law, then there's no reason for them not to accept another.
Esterbrook says while the area is predominantly Muslim,
since the tsunami, the church in Banda Aceh has grown significantly, especially because of the care and love that was shown to the communities by Christians after the devastation of that tsunami.
Pray the church will continue to grow. Meanwhile, prayer for two Christians in Iran is a matter of life or death. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs says,
the goal of the justice system there, using the term justice very loosely, is to pressure them and force them and make them so miserable that they will deny their faith in Christ and return to Islam.
In March, officials incarcerated Miriam Rustempour and Marizia Amirzadeh in one of Iran's worst prisons. Their health has deteriorated in the harsh conditions. Marizia needs prayer for a critically infected tooth.
Right now, they're simply treating her with pain medication instead of treating her with anything that would fight the infection.
These women have witnessed boldly for Christ and refuse to renounce their faith. Ask God for miraculous healing for these brave women.
We're also calling on people to send them letters of encouragement as well as letters to the Iranian government asking that they be released.
Visit our website to find out how you can be a voice for these believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. As monsoon season ends in India, Gospel for Asia is assisting the survivors. Hundreds lost their homes and all their belongings when flooding swept over West Bengal. Through their Compassion Services arm, GFA's KP Yohannan says they're showing these people God's love in a concrete way.
The suffering people face is one of the best opportunities for us to say God loves you, He cares about you. But how can we do that without giving them a meal or some medicine or giving them a shelter or clothes to wear when they have nothing to wear?
However, Yohannan says if they're only taking care of those in need physically, it's not enough. As Jesus did when he healed people, we should also share the message of the kingdom with them.
Let us look at this as our privilege and opportunity to fulfill the heart of our Lord, because what we do is actually we are doing it for Jesus.
If you'd like to help GFA bring relief to the natural disaster victims, visit us online. Next, since February, Nobel Prize nominee Gao Zhijing has been held by Chinese authorities for defending persecuted believers. While his location and condition are unknown, China Aid sources confirmed he is alive. A petition for his release collected over 110,000 signatures since mid-July. A letter written by U.S. House of Representatives to China's president caused the Chinese government to verbally agree they'd acknowledge the case. But China Aid says there will be no resolution until he's freed. And what do 7,000 gumballs and Bible translation have in common? Well, you'll find the answer in the lobby of Wycliffe Bible Translators, where there's a large case holding them. Each one represents the number of people praying for those who don't have a Bible in their own language. When someone signs up to pray for a Bibleless people group, another gumball gets dropped in. The prayer team wants to add more since there are still over 2,000 languages still needing Scripture. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. This CD is full of songs that will remind you that we're created to worship. Get your Chris Tomlin CD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.